You're on.
I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for October 19th, 2015 to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capalini?
Here.
Mr. Frye?
Here.
Mr. Hanem?
Here.
Mrs. Hussman?
Here.
Mr. Lukey?
Here.
Mr. Mishka?
Here.
And Mrs. Westfall?
Mrs. Westfall is excused. She is taking care of some family health emergencies. Six members of council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. I welcome all the students here tonight, a number of young ladies from Notre Dame Academy, and one very smart young gentleman from Central Catholic. And we welcome you here. If there are any questions during the meeting, you can raise your hand during the process. I'll try to describe a couple of the processes we go through as we do them. But if you have questions, raise your hand and I'll try to answer it at the right time or after the meeting. With that, I invite you to join us in our Pledge of Allegiance, this meeting led by Mr. Frye.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Additions to the agenda as added item 3A, election of a president pro tem for this evening's meeting.
Mr. Mayor, I move we elect Mark Lukey as our president pro tem.
If you don't mind, can we finish with additions to the agenda first?
Sure.
And then we'll go to that one. Any other additions from members of city council?
Mr. Mayor?
Mrs.
I'd like to speak briefly about Scat-tacular and some pretty exciting news that we have.
Is agenda item 10 all right for that, or would you like to move it up?
Nope, that's perfectly fine.
Okay, Scat-tacular plus. As agenda item 10. Other members of city council, additions to the agenda? Mr. Sanford?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schroyer?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief Rodas?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
And Mrs. Brining?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
All right. Is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and our agenda for this evening is approved as amended. Added agenda item 3A is election of a president pro tem.
Well, Mr. Mayor, I'll try one more time. I move we elect Mark Lukey as president pro tem for this evening's meeting.
It's been moved and seconded to elect Mark Lukey as the president pro tem for this evening. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and congratulations, Mr. Lukey.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Mrs. Westfall, the city council member that's absent, is the president of council, and our charter calls for a president pro tem to be elected in her absence. He will sign ordinances and the meeting, I don't know if he won't sign the meeting minutes, I don't think, in her absence. That just lasts for tonight.
Yes.
In her absence. All right, moving on to agenda item 4, the approval of our meeting minutes from the last meeting on October the 5th, Mr. Lukey.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, the minutes for the meeting of October 5th, 2015 have been provided to members of council previously. I'd like to move approval of the minutes.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the meeting minutes from October 5th, 2015 as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and those meeting minutes are approved. Meeting moving on to agenda item 5, Erie Street water line replacement. That project is finalized. You can see that it went pretty smoothly. The areas have been reseeded. There is a change order, a deduct change order. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, the Erie Street Waterline project has been completed. The contractor completed it in a timely manner, as he indicated he would. It's been seeded. He has agreed that if any of the project has any settlement or anything of that nature, that it'll come back in the spring and dress that up. But everything went very well, very smooth. The reconnections that we had to make were made timely. The homeowners were impacted as little as possible on the project, and it was a very good project. We did the final quantities Be resolved on the decrease to the contract in the amount of $710.30. And so the project cost $174,907.20 to construct. And we would recommend approval of the change order.
We appreciate the projects that go smoothly. The mayor's office received no complaints about from the homeowners or from traffic on Erie Street. Help that Erie Street has that center turn lane and we could detour traffic out into that center lane. And especially when we end up with a DDOT change order. Not a large change order, but it's in the right direction. We have an ordinance to approve this change order, which is the final change order. Mr. Mishka.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 62-2015. All members of council, having previously received copies in advance, I will read by title only. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance to approve change order number one, final, to the city's agreement with PHC Incorporated for the Erie Street Waterline Replacement Project, reflecting the final installed quantities, decreasing the contract amount by $710.30, waiving the second and third readings, and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 62-2015 be read by title only, and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 62-2015.
Second.
Been moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 62-2015 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 62-2015 is approved. That is our only ordinance to pass tonight, but I would like to explain the process that City Council just went through, and you're not going to have another opportunity to hear it again. First off, our city charter, which was written in 1961, requires all ordinances to be read three times in their entirety. And that's before we had Xerox machines and certainly before we had the internet. So that was a way for the public to be able to hear any ordinances that this city council was considering. However, by a motion of council and of four votes in approval, the second and third readings can now be waived and we can read it by title only. That saves a lot of time and a lot of stress on the council member reading it, just reading the title rather than the whole ordinance. Then the second motion allows City Council to pass the measure as an emergency in one council meeting rather than three votes over three council meetings. That takes a supermajority of council or five votes to do that, and most city ordinances are passed that way. It moves city business along quicker, and most things are passed unanimously. When something is not unanimous or is more controversial, we will take three votes on it, three consecutive meetings. And some issues, like the budget or tax issues, require three readings and three votes all the same. Now, I sent that directly to Mr. Mishka. He is the chairman of our utilities committee, so it's his responsibility to present that ordinance to council. There are eight standing committees of city council, which if city council will indulge me, I'd like each councilman to introduce themselves and what council committee they chair. You've got a lot of potential voters out there.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm Doug Hanum, and I am chair of the Annexation and Zoning Committee.
Hi, I'm Katie Capolini, and I'm chair of the Parks and Forestry Committee.
And as the mayor already said, I'm Jason Mishka, chair of the Utilities Environment Committee.
I'll speak for Mrs. Westfall. She's the president of the city council. She was elected by her council member to be president, and as that, traditionally, she's the chairman of the finance committee, and right now is also the chairman of the safety committee. Safety committee oversees the operation of the police from a city council standpoint.
I'm Sandy Hussman, and I'm chair of buildings and grounds.
I'm Mark Fry. I'm the chair of streets.
I'm Mark Lukey. I'm the chair of human resources and community relations.
Mrs. Westfall is also a very active community member and is a member of your Board of Education at Notre Dame Academy, if you didn't know that. All right. We are done with agenda item 5, so let's move on to agenda item 6. There is a report back to the city council concerning the zoning special use permit change at St. Elias Orthodox Church over on Haroon Road. They are planning the addition of a storage building behind the church up against the property line with US 23. Per the sentences here from the plan commission minutes, they recommend to city council that the modification be approved. What city council has to do at this point is to set a public hearing and authorize the clerk to advertise the same. Mr. Hanum, as chairman of zoning and annexation.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move that we set a public hearing on zoning ordinance amendment petition number SUP-2-2015 for December 7th, 2015, and authorize the clerk to advertise for same.
Second.
All right, let me get that down. December 7th, that's the first meeting in December, and I assume that's at 7 o'clock?
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, let me amend my motion to set a time of 7:15.
7:15, okay. So on Monday, December the 7th, at 7:15, prior to the 7:30 council meeting, a public hearing concerning SUP-2-2015. And because you came up with that date, I assume that the clerk and you have already settled that that date meets her advertising requirements. All right. It's been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And we will advertise that public hearing. City Council meets the first and third Monday nights of every month at 7:30 p.m. with the exception of July and August, where they can waive one of those two meetings. That is so that our residents always know that they can show up and address City Council. The only times those meetings are changed is if there's a public holiday on that first or third Monday night, and we do have those fairly regularly. Labor Day falls on there. Martin Luther King falls on there. And President's Day falls on that date. So those second meetings in January and February are always changed. Moving on to agenda item 7. You see letters appointing Kevin Aller, our Director of Public Service, and accepting Joe Shaw as the Deputy Director of Public Service to serve as the city's representatives on the Water Supply Committee and Stormwater Coalition of TEMACOG. These are TEMACOG appointments. Mr. Aller, you have anything to say about that?
No, the TEMACOG, the environmental section of TEMACOG is kind of restructuring itself. It used to be Mr. Brown, when he was on council, was the city representative to what was then called the Environmental Council. Because of what's taken place with in the recent past and the algae concerns and things of that nature, they're renaming that and restructuring that environmental council to be known as the Water Quality Council. And then there are five different committees, Water Supply Committee, Wastewater Committee, Stormwater Coalition, Regional Water Policy Committee, and Watershed Committee. And those five committees will then report back to the Water Quality Council on things of concern and things that we think we should address perhaps to our legislators or through Ohio EPA or something of that nature. So they have asked us to be involved in three of those committees, and the two that I would be the representative would be Water Supply Committee and Stormwater Coalition.
And Mr. Aller is scheduled to serve as the assistant chairman of the Stormwater Committee. So Sylvania will be well represented there. We did have a preliminary meeting of those five committees that make up the water quality group of committees today. and tried to set some agenda and some strategy for moving forward. And I need city council to confirm my appointment of Mr. Aller as the representative and Joe Shaw as the alternate. And Mr. Mishka.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move that your appointments for Mr. Aller and Mr. Shaw be confirmed.
Second.
Moved and seconded to confirm the mayor's appointment of Kevin Aller and Joe Shaw to serve on the TMACOG Water Supply Committee and Stormwater Coalition. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 7B, I'm asking you to confirm my appointment as the city's representative and Kevin Aller as the alternate for the Regional Water Policies Committee. TMACOG has asked me to serve as chairman of that committee in the Water Quality Coalition, and I ask for your confirmation so I can serve in that capacity. Mr. Mishka.
Mr. Mayor, I move that we confirm your appointment of yourself to the Regional Water Policies Committee.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Before the meeting, Mrs. Hussman asked me about a meeting that she's received notice of, and I assume the rest of you have then, of a November 4th meeting that would begin at 1:30 of the Water Quality Council. They are inviting, I believe, most, perhaps all elected officials to that meeting. Has anybody else gotten in? Was that an email, Mrs. Hussman?
I think it was an email.
I don't know if anybody else has seen it or not. That's anticipated to be a large meeting to explain TMACOG's redirection of their environmental committee to the Water Quality Council and where we hope to go from where we are now and where we want to get to take back Lake Erie and our public water systems as an asset for our community and our region rather than the black eye that it has now. That's what this is all about. So I invite you to come, but you will, if you can't come, the city of Sylvania is going to be well represented there. All right, moving on to agenda item 8, committee reports. Are there any committee reports to be made at this time? Hearing none, are there any committee referrals? If not, we'll go on to added agenda item 10. Mrs. Hussman had some announcements about SCAT and some upcoming programs.
I do. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. At your desk, you'll find Save the Date for SCAT-tacular. It's SCAT's major fundraiser. You can read that and note the date. And we invite you to be a table captain. You can have free breakfast for you and your 7 friends that you bring with you. The exciting news that I mentioned that I want to report is that we have hired a coordinator to initiate the Life of an Athlete program in the Sylvania schools. We've been talking about this for a number of years, and the SCAT board decided to take $10,000 from our rainy day fund to hire a coordinator and get this program started for our student athletes. This program is even bigger than the athletes. It involves the athletic directors, the coaches, the parents, and the whole community. The newly hired coordinator is a former pro athlete. He is currently a coach at Lourdes College University. He wants to be more involved with the community and especially young athletes. He is an athlete. Coach was athletic director at Lourdes and is a parent. He's had 16 years of coaching experience, helping individuals reach their full potential, has a passion for working with the youth. This is a huge undertaking for SCAT to promote and establish this program, but we believe that we have the right person hired to make it happen. And we're very excited about it. Some of you might know Andre Smith is his name. So
I certainly know Andre. Yes.
We're very excited. So
that's terrific news. And you have an event coming up Wednesday night.
Wednesday night, we, oh, yes, there's all sorts of stuff Wednesday night. It's a very busy evening. We have the red light, or red light, yeah, the walk of light, that makes much more sense, at Southview. That's a change, 7 to 8 p.m. And so that's a well-known event.
The past years, that's always been held at Northview, but it seems that they want to have a soccer game there that night, so they moved it to Southview.
Yes.
There's also the Savannah Area Family Services Ray of Hope Dinner on Wednesday night, starting at 6 o'clock. And the city does have a table there. I know several of you have turned in a request to sit at the table. I think there are some seats left if anybody else is interested in coming. I'm planning on going from one event to the other. The first event, the Savannah Area Family Services, our former city council member and council president, Barbara Sears, is being honored at that, probably more for her work at the state legislature than here, but for her whole career of public service. So we do have a table there, and we'll give her our congratulations that night. All right. That gets us to the end of our agenda. I do direct your attention to information item A. This is a copy of the letter the city received from the Savannah Area Chamber of Commerce. This is an annual letter asking for support. This is part of the budgeting process. We've asked this from all the agencies that receive funding from the city. This is a chance to update you on the budget. Mr. Schroyer has been working on the budget here for the last month or two. Budget sheets have been turned in from the different department heads. He is working on formulating that budget. There will be, he is requesting a finance committee meeting be scheduled before the second meeting in November. Mrs. Westfall will be scheduling that meeting when she has a chance. And the schedule right now is to have the first reading on that second meeting of November, the second reading of the first meeting in December, or perhaps final passage that, and at the latest, pass that budget at the second meeting in December. And Toby is working to make sure it is a balanced budget that he brings to you. You're all welcome to contact Toby in advance, but you will have that budget in your hands prior to the Finance Committee meeting scheduled before that second meeting in November. Anything else you want announced on that, Toby?
No, that's good.
Okay. For the students out there, let me introduce these gentlemen back here in the back row. Mr. Sanford is the Economic Development Director for the city. Mr. Schroyer in the white shirt is the City Finance Director. Chief Rodas is out of uniform, but he is our Police Chief. And Mr. Aller is our Service and Safety Director. They are most of the city's staff, along with the Law Director, Mrs. Brining. The mayor administers that executive staff on a weekly basis at staff meetings, and then they administer their employees beneath them. And the vast majority of those employees work under Mr. Aller as Safety and Service Director, but he gets a lot of help from the police chief on that large contingent of people there. So the mayor and all these city council members are part-time. They are elected to four-year terms. They are staggered four-year terms, elected in the odd-numbered years. This is an odd-numbered year, 2015, so there are four members of city council scheduled to be on the ballot. They are Mr. Hanum, Mr. Lukey, Mr. Fry, and Mrs. Hussman. They are being challenged by another gentleman in the community. And we also have an additional election this year. Mr. Mishka was appointed to fill out the term of a previous city council member, so he will be a separate issue on the ballot for filling out the two remaining years of that, and he also is challenged for that position. So we have five of our seven city council members on the ballot. When I said they were staggered, that means that typically four city councilmen are elected in 1 year, and then 2 years later, the other three members of city council and the mayor are on the ballot. So there is some continuity on city council, even if everybody gets voted out of office in a particular year.
Yeah, you
want
to keep that thought to yourself.
What's that?
Keep that thought to yourself.
Okay. I'm not sure I...
We said if we, in the case we got voted out.
Oh, well, you're not going to this year because you only have one opponent in each case, so.
Well, one of us might.
One of you might, that's correct. I'm more worried about in 2 years. Okay. Any questions from the students? If there's no additional business, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and this council stands adjourned until its next regularly scheduled meeting on Monday, November the 2nd at 7:30 PM. Thank you all for attending.